Hello, this is Janet Meshagan Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, have you ever noticed that if there's something that you're hoping for, that as long as you can see a way that it can still happen, the hope will continue? But yet as time goes on, or as our ability to see how it would happen, even if it's something that we couldn't accomplish in our own power, if we can somehow see that some power in some way could make it happen, we still maintain hope. But as time goes by and the likelihood of it lessens, then our hope dwindles away. I see a lot of people in this day and time that are lacking hope, and it shows. I want to help you today with that, if you're one of those, or if you know somebody that needs a little bit of a bolster in the hope department. I want to begin with Proverbs 13:12, and it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life." And there it is. If our hope is built on anything less than Jesus Christ, as it is put off, we begin to lose hope. As our desires seem to be less likely to be fulfilled, we begin to lack hope. I really feel like I know that it's a mistake to put all our hope on a particular event or getting a particular thing or whatever, that when that happens, we have hope, because at that point then we're going to be happy. You'll get to that point and find out that you still have a hole in your soul. Those needs have to be met with Dr. Jesus, who comes into your brokenness and fills it with himself. And then your hope is based upon the Word of God, what he has said, and your faith that what you have not yet seen is, helps you to abide and live in hope. Zechariah 9:12 says, "Come back to the place of safety, all you prisoners, for there is yet hope. I promise this day that I will repay you two mercies for each of your woes." Now, some of the other translations say prisoners of hope. And literally, it means that even though you are a prisoner, there is hope for your circumstance. But I want to look at it as it says in some of the other translations. To be a prisoner of hope, it may be that the bars are constraining me. But what now constrains me from hopelessness, helplessness, and fear is my hope that is built upon Jesus Christ. So I'm a prisoner, but I'm a prisoner of hope, that even this very situation in which I find myself can be used for my benefit. Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord speaking says, "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome." Do you need hope in your final outcome? Well, if you're trusting in the Lord and you're obeying his voice, then you have every reason to hope in him and to claim the promises that he has made. Psalm 33:16 says, "No king is saved by the multitude of an army. A mighty man is not delivered by great strength. A horse is a vain hope for safety. Neither shall it deliver any by its great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let your mercy, O Lord, be upon us, just as we hope in you." We hope in the Lord when we hang on to what he has said and the promises that he has made, knowing that we do have a glorious outcome. Psalm 31:23 says, "Oh, love the Lord, all you saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord." If you're hoping in something else, I can guarantee you it's not a matter of if you're going to be disappointed, but when. It's not a matter of if you become hopeless, but when you become hopeless. There comes a time where all you have is the Lord. But you know what? He's enough. But he can only make himself known to you and to strengthen your heart if you have sought after him. If you love him. Psalm 16:8 says, I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. Because I have set the Lord always before me. Keeping your eyes upon Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. The more and more I know of the Lord, the more and more I know that it's in looking at him. Keeping our eyes on Jesus, that we find everything that we need. Because he will guide you, he will keep you, and he will let you know what you need to know and strengthen you to do what you need to do. Romans 15:4 says, For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Look at Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that, denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works. You see, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing. Ultimately, as we're keeping our eyes upon Jesus, our hope is based on the fact that one day, and I believe one day soon, we will be with him. Yes, you've got to live out your days between now and then. There's things that you've got to go through. There's things with which you've got to cope. There's sorrows. There's hurt. There's this and that. But he is with you now in your heart, and he will strengthen it as you keep your eyes upon him. Is that what you need today? Oh, let's pray about that. Father, I thank you that you have given us a blessed hope through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Lord, that you took on the form of a servant so that you could minister yourself to us. I thank you, Lord, that you have rebuked and exiled the devourer for our sake so that we can know that we have victory as an outcome, that the end product will be just as you have said it will be. I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you that we can pray in Jesus' name and authority and under his blood. And everybody said, Amen. Well, don't be hopeless today. Hope lives in you. His name is Jesus Christ. And he will strengthen your heart. I'm praying for you.